With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Rizel. The Ute Mountain Ute Tribe celebrated its annual bear dance virtually over the weekend due to concerns of the spread of the coronavirus. Bear dance chiefs still offer to sing each day for dancers, but had its audience either watching from cars or streaming on Facebook Live. Chairman Manuel Hart said the decision was made with the chiefs and by following celebration changes from other tribes. Government offices were closed Monday in observance of the last day of the dance. Colorado lawmakers are reacting to the protests that are being held outside the Capitol in response to the death of George Floyd, a black man who was killed in police custody in Minnesota. KSJD's Scott Franz reports.
Senator Rhonda Fields, the vice chair of Colorado's Black Legislative Caucus, read the names of several African Americans who have been killed by police officers. She says lawmakers should show leadership on the issue and do more to condemn racist incidents.
It appears that the injustice continues time and time again, and I'm not seeing any change. The only change I'm seeing is someone has a cell phone and they record the action.
Hundreds of people gathered on the Capitol lawn for another day of protests as Fields spoke. The demonstrations, which have been happening in Denver since Thursday, have left the Capitol covered with broken windows and graffiti. Other lawmakers said they should take up bills to further prevent police brutality. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
This is KSJD News.